You know, it is a great honor to have a tree that you've grown in the ground here in the state of Michigan be put on display in the White House. And that's exactly what the Corson family found themselves in. They grew a tree. They were the grand champion growers that was given out by the National Christmas Tree Association. And as a result, their tree, which is grown in Sidney, Michigan, became the official Christmas tree of the White House this year. It is a real honor. And a lot of the due diligence and the hard work that it takes from our farmers, our growers, and the pride that they show in their products, certainly on display, in this case, here in the White House. Rex Corson is the head of the Corson Farm out in Sidney, and he joins us this morning. Rex, it's great to have you back. What an honor it must be to have the tree that you've grown right here in the state of Michigan all the way in D.C. at the White House.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's definitely pretty surreal to actually have one of our trees displayed in the White House and be the official White House Christmas tree. So we're very proud and very excited about it.
Now, take me back to that initial trip, because when you were chosen and the tree got shipped there initially, you made the trip, you and your family, to the White House. What was that experience like?
It was pretty amazing. So we were able to, in advance of the tree presentation, we were able to go for a tour of the White House, a private tour with our group that was guided by two Secret Service agents. And it was a really incredible experience having them, you know, give you the tour. You get some of the history and the background of the White House. And it was pretty amazing experience. And then there's the tree presentation. Where the First Lady receives the tree. It's brought up on the horse-drawn carriage in front of the White House. And then we were able to, after the tree presentation, we were able to go back in, return inside to the White House, and meet the First Lady, which was obviously a pretty incredible experience for our family.
And then you were in D.C. again last week too, right?
We're actually going back this week. So when we were there the day of the tree presentation, when we met the First Lady, she said to us when we were talking with her that you'll have to return back and see the tree when it's up and decorated. And so we were like, well, we would love to. So we were, put in contact with kind of the social coordinator for the White House and found a time for us to be able to go back and see the tree. And so we're going back this week. We're scheduled for a White House tour on Wednesday. To be able to see the tree. And then we've got invited back to one of the holiday receptions, one of the parties that they have on Thursday.
Very cool.
And then another cool thing for us too is we've got like four of our full-time key employees and some of their family that are going to be able to go back with us. So there's actually 14 of us going back this time. And we're very excited about that to be able to share and enjoy, you know, this experience with them. I mean, they're such a big part of what we do, and we wouldn't have a tree there if it wasn't for all the hard work that they put in too. So it's we're pretty excited to be able to share that with them.
Yeah, it's a real family atmosphere at Corson's Tree Farm, certainly. So what was it about this tree? Then the National Christmas Tree Association gets involved, but was this tree just, like, did that stick out, the way it grew, the symmetry of it all? What maybe separated this one from others?
So the tree that's displayed in the White House, you know, comes for, you know, that's in the Blue Room, the official White House Christmas tree, is one that's selected by the superintendent of grounds.
Okay.
But we, through competing in the National Christmas Tree Contest this summer and winning that contest, that earns you, your farm, the right to present, to represent the real Christmas tree industry and present the official White House Christmas tree. So we won the contest this summer. With a different tree, a tree that's, you know, is a 7 to 8 foot tall tree, won the contest with that tree. And then, like I say, the White House sends the superintendent of grounds, Dale Haney is who it is, an exceptional guy, really, really great guy. We've got to know him a little bit. And he came out to the farm at the end of September and selects the tree that is the one that's actually displayed in the White House now.
That's very, very cool. I have to imagine it's all probably pretty surreal. And you know, obviously us here in the state of Michigan, so proud of Corson's, and, you know, having that little piece of the mitten all the way in D.C. is very cool. Congratulations to you, your entire team. It's such a wonderful story. And keep growing these fantastic trees. We get the luxury of only worrying about Christmas towards this time of year. You're thinking about it in the summer. It never ends for you guys.
Not only in the summer, but even in the winter.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, we're making plans now, and there's activities growing, you know, the aspects of growing the tree that literally take place almost all year round. So it's definitely a full-time business for us.
Rex Corson, thanks so much for your time. Merry Christmas to you and your family and your entire team at Corson Tree Farms. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Speaking of real live Christmas trees, I've never, ever had a problem with having a Christmas tree. You have, and you've talked about your bug problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're bug-free this year, by the way.
Good. This year's good tree, thing. I'm happy.
Yay!
For this year's tree for us is so dry. It won't drink any more water. The little branches are drooping, and like every morning, some of the ornaments are on the ground. It crashed to the ground yesterday morning. Just came down. And I was like, I give you the Griswold family credit. But yeah, I mean, we put it back up.
I give
up.
You the Griswold family Christmas tree.
We put
and
it
that
back
sound
up.
That you hear in the movie is the same sound it made at Jamie's house.
Well, that one went up in flames on the Christmas vacation. Ours is not on fire.
Were you guys asleep or were you?
Ryan was in the house without me sleeping and heard a crash. Thought someone was in the house, but it was the Christmas tree coming down. He put it back up. Some ornaments are broken. We're forging ahead, but it's not great.
You're not going to wait till little Christmas to.
I'm trying to get this tree to make it through the holiday. And then maybe on the 26th, you're going to see it on our, curb.
7 o'clock hour coming up. It's your morning.